hey, I'm very excited for my next guest right now. Having just discovered they themselves did Breakfast Radio I'm sure not that many years ago. Anyway, I am with a very special guest this morning, having released a song today called Flashback. I have the incredible Saint Lane on the line with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Mate, I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to be on a bit of New Zealand radio. I love it. I've always got all the time in the world to do any New Zealand radio, but I'm happy to be on a RDU right now.
Oh, honestly, I'm so happy to have you here. And having heard Flashback, I was like, oh, shit, I've got to get him on. It's an amazing song. So congratulations, first of all.
How do you
feel about it? What's it like putting out a song?
What's it like putting out a song?
Yeah.
I'm at the point now with the song. I've heard it so many times that the excitement of it coming out is lost on me. The novelty is gone. So
brilliant.
I actually, in all honesty, I nearly forgot the song was coming out this morning. I woke up and I had a bunch of messages and stuff, and I was like, oh, that's right, because I've done so much music over the years, but this one is. It's definitely one of my favorite tracks I've ever done, and I'm just excited that it's finally out into the world.
That is perhaps the coolest thing anyone's ever said to me. It's like, oh, I forgot I was releasing a song today. Like, Christ. Ugh. I mean, no, that is freaking badass. I love it. Yeah, tell me about Flashback. Like, where did it come from? What's the inspiration?
Yeah, like my mate Monty, so the producer, he sent me this track, and we had never worked together prior to the song, but I'd always loved his work because he produced some local tracks I'd really enjoyed, and he sent me this track, and it had a different vocal on it. He just had sample vocals on it. I was like, this is a great song. He's like, yeah, feel free to, play around with it. And I was in the UK, I was on tour, and I was just around a lot of that sort of music, that garage sound. And it came really naturally. Then when I got back to Australia, we linked up, and we ended up making an entire album. And we had no plans on doing such a collaboration, but it was just so naturally just got in the room and just kept making song after song after song. And Flashback was the thing that started the whole collaboration.
Oh, sure. Okay, cool. Yeah, and that was kind of my next question was, well, I assume it must have just been easier after, with every song that came that went by, or else you kind of wouldn't end up with the whole album, really.
Yeah, it was I think it all up took because it was split up over multiple days, but I reckon we did this 10 track album in 6 hours.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we just hit a stride that I'd never hit previously when making music. It's the fastest turnaround on any material I've ever done.
Oh no, you better be careful, or you'll spend the rest of your music career chasing that dragon again. God, watch out.
I know. I know. It's a slippery slope.
Hey, so now you're actually a Kiwi yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, originally from Auckland.
And so what motivated the move to the Gold Coast? Because you've been there a while now, right?
Yeah, I've been there 15 years. I got offered a scholarship to play rugby in Australia.
So, oh, really?
My whole family left New Zealand in pursuit of me becoming a professional athlete. So I let a bunch of people down. But it's working out in other ways.
Oh, totally. Then if flashback is anything to go by, I'd say you made the right career move. Were you always kind of interested in like being a musician and an artist and so on?
Yeah, well, my granddad was in like bands. He was like a classic musician type.
Yeah, right.
Like, he can
right.
play anything.
Mm.
Absolute beast on the guitar. He taught me how to play guitar when I was probably 5, and I've kind of really—it's always been a passion. And it looked like rugby was going to be the career move. But even when I was playing rugby and when I was in high school, I was still in bands, still making music.
And then
I broke my sternum playing rugby when I was like 17.
Oh.
And then it kind of switched gears. Like, it was like basically my dream died when I was 17.
God.
And I was like, I'm going to go all in on music, and been charging ever since.
Wow. Wow. Well, bloody good on you, honestly. And what, I mean, so this is kind of, we're at the start of the year now, and you're starting off strong, putting a good foot forward with flashback here. Does it mean, is it a big year for you, kind of release-wise, performance-wise, all that?
Yeah. We'll definitely release the album this year.
Cool.
That is locked in. It's done. I have the finished version on me right now. So that we'll probably do a couple more singles and then launch the whole record, which I'm really excited for. And then yeah, hopefully can come out to New Zealand, play some shows, because I haven't played shows in New Zealand in like 2 years. So
wow,
it's a big goal. Any New Zealand festivals that want me, call me, because I'm dying to do a festival out there.
Yeah, hell yeah, that'd be great. And we've got some good festivals.
You do. I reckon New Zealand's got some of the greatest festivals.
Oh, thank you. Great. We'll take it. It always surprises me, and it's always a nightmare to me, like how much admin a musician has. Like, it's like you get to obviously make your music and all that, but then, you know, with releasing all that, there is like you've got some adulting to do. Like, it's rough. Do you ever get used to that?
Yeah, that part sucks. It would have been so cool to be one of those bands. Like, you know what's so annoying is, like, all musicians for like 100 years, their whole thing was like, hey, I'm just gonna make this product, everyone else do your own. Like, everyone else had a role, like at a label or distributor or something. But now I've got to be like, I'm my own manager, so like I have to sort out so much stuff. And also when you're your own manager and you're in like a business realm, these people at labels and at brands, they kind of talk to you like you're like a kid, and like you're waiting for the parent to come or something.
Oh, God.
And when you deal with artists directly, you get lowballed all the time. I know a lot of artists who manage themselves, they have like a fake email with just a different name.
Wow,
just like,
really?
And it's honestly day and night difference how people interact with someone who they think is the manager versus someone who they think is the artist. It is difficult for people to even envision the artist having two hats, because they go, oh, the artist is guy. He's just the creative one. He's not doing, but I'm like doing all my business stuff at the same time. Like, there's no, like, the Saint Lane team, like, you're talking to nearly the entire team. I have an agent and I have a publicist, and that is my entire team. It's just a 3-person team.
Shit. Wow. That is so interesting to hear. And more people need to fucking know this shit, honestly. They, like, oh, oh, you musicians work so hard these days. My God. Hey, anyway, if people want to, like, keep up with you and what you're doing and all that, are you on social media?
Yeah, but I'm honestly, dude, just follow me on Spotify because
yep. Okay.
I am like banned on every single social media platform.
Oh, I just thought you were going to say like you're not very consistent with or don't care that much. No. You're banned.
No, I'm literally, it's so annoying. So I've had like extreme restrictions on all my social media accounts for years. And now it's at the point, dude, it's so crazy. So like I'll set up a new Instagram to try and get around it. There has to be some sort of AI that's mapping my face. Because the second I launch another thing, even if it's separate to my name, it will immediately apply those restrictions on it.
What? That's insane. Yeah.
Insane.
Oh.
So yeah, so social media is literally pointless. the only way people can actually access my music at all is on like traditional media outlets and streaming services.
Old school, right?
So yeah. So shout out to the radio, shout out to television, shout out to print media.
Yeah.
The only outlets that literally I can be on because the internet doesn't like me.
Wow. I think I'm shadow banned on Instagram at the moment. So I get what you mean. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Well, to our audience out there, I'm about to play this brand new track, Flashback. So if you do like it, make sure you put in a concerted effort to go check Saint Lane out on all the music streaming things. Don't bother with social media, obviously. Anyway, Saint Lane, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Liam. You're a legend, and hopefully I can get down to New Zealand very soon and play some shows.
We would friggin' love it. Honestly, this track is so good, and I'm so excited I get to play it to people right now who have never heard it. So just before I do that, one more time. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that is Saint Lane there talking about his brand new track, Flashback, which is out today. And here it is. Do enjoy.
Flashback. Venue shut me down, throw at his fit, diamond shine, it's materialistic. Girl, I'm sickly, show me his symptoms. I need mine, for that's what I'm giving. Pull up to the ray, make him bounce, and I bounce. Smoke an ounce, and I'm out, that's a mountain, I'm out. Got a mouth going south, and the south going loud. Got your girl in my ear saying, let's get down. Flashback, know I used to flip caps on Snapchat. This is way, way pre-cash app. Keep the cash stash in backpacks, yeah, pack that. Flashback, little boy, not on my tax brand. Not on my level, dude, baby, incredible. I think they calling me Jack Jack. Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback. Flashback. Flashback. Flashback. Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Roll me a styrofoam. I'm getting kind of stoned. Lady is late. You wanna stay? I'm feeling vulnerable. Got MDMA, all on my plate. Come take a seat. I gotta say, they throwing cheese. That is not me. They don't believe I'm throwing frames.
All over the floor with a roll of Coca-Colas. Snow right now outside, but my outfit boy is 10 times colder. Three magic girls and me, you best believe it's hocus pocus. Smiling through my teeth, I'm smoking keep. I hold they notice. This year I'm gonna pop. Elbow to the top. Comparison with the grounds. Pockets stay full of rocks. Guest list full of ops. Come through if you want. Come recall your chit chat. We can flashback if you want.
What the fuck?
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Flashback.